You think this is possible? Keith Newell, who weighs in on the show, said, we were talking about how many rooms people have and if they don't really go into all the rooms. He said, I had a branch manager that lived in Palmer Park. He had 10 bedrooms. Years later, he opened a closet door and found 2 more bedrooms and a bathroom.
Oh, jeez.
Well, the good news is nobody ever had to clean it, but my goodness gracious, that's something. You think it's true? It sounds true. Keith would not lead us astray.
Yeah, I believe him. As far as I know, I am aware of every house, every room in my house.
I guarantee you I'm aware of every room in my house. Anyway, all right, a couple of things here. Remind me to do the little contest coming up shortly here. I was about to do it now, but we've already taken some of Kristen, Jordan, Seamus's time, and I want to get this fine health reporter from the Detroit Free Press on with Paul W. Smith in focus. Kristen, welcome.
For talking with me today about this.
Well, it's my pleasure. You're talking about this cases of gastrointestinal parasite that's growing very quickly in our area. I think it's pronounced cyclosporiosis or something like that.
Yeah, I think maybe it's cyclosporiasis.
Cyclosporiasis, okay.
But you know what it comes down to is it's caused by a parasite, and we can call that parasite Cyclospora, that might be easier, right?
Okay.
And it causes a pretty awful-sounding, explosive, watery diarrhea. And right now we've got at least 225 cases in Michigan affecting 21 counties and the city of Detroit.
Is this unusual? I mean, is this something that we deal with every year and I just haven't thought about it? Or is this like on the rise? Or what's going on here?
So there are cases occasionally. A lot of them come from people who travel to places where this parasite is pretty endemic. You know, some of the subtropical and tropical regions of the world have this parasite in, you know, in contaminated water and in some of the different environmental areas. And then people pick it up if they don't wash their hands, for example, or if they don't wash produce and there's fecal contamination. So if you travel to those areas and you happen to get this parasite, that's not uncommon. And occasionally we get outbreaks here in the United States that involve produce that is grown in those endemic areas and then is sold here in the U.S. and people eat it without realizing that it's contaminated.
I would worry, I've always worried about this, but I'm a worrier. For example, things that are called organic, I think of them as being particularly suspect for this kind of contamination, fecal contamination, being quote-unquote organic, not using chemicals, not using chemical fertilizers, but using manure and whatever they might be using. But I am concerned that people going into the 4th of July are going to be finding themselves eating food at other locations. This has happened in restaurants, from what I understand.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how we can protect ourselves.
Well, and that's the thing. So what it comes down to is really being careful if you buy fresh produce, if you eat fresh produce, to make sure you're washing your hands before you even touch that produce. And then again, wash those fruits and vegetables really thoroughly under running water. Even if they're labeled pre-washed, you know, the CDC says you don't have to wash them again at home. Maybe it's not such a bad idea.
Oh, I saw that. I'm glad you brought that up, Kristen. I saw that in the report.
Yeah.
Fruits and vegetables that are labeled, quote, pre-washed do not need to be washed again at home. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, it can't hurt, right? It just
yes.
might help.
So, wash them. Wash them. Don't trust that they've been pre-washed properly elsewhere. And by the way, I don't know if you cover this in your study, Kristen Jordan Seamus, health reporter at the Detroit Free Press. You know, we're getting inundated with ads for these fruits and vegetable cleaner sprays. Don't eat these fruits. Don't eat these vegetables until you spray this on them and rinse them off. Do those things really work? Are those good? Do you know?
Well, you know, what most health officials say is just use running, clean, fresh water. They're not saying use any of these pre-wash substances. I don't know what's in all of these different things that are being marketed as cleaner fruits and vegetables. I certainly couldn't vouch for them. Most health officials say the best thing to do is to scrub them with a clean produce brush, fresh water, and just get that running water on them and clear off whatever might be on the fruits and vegetables.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to repeat what you said earlier, and Grandpa Harry, may he rest in peace, lived to be 140 years ago. Washing your hands, that was a big deal. He washed his hands all the time. He made sure when we were over there to make breakfast together or to eat breakfast, whatever, he would say, go wash your paws. So washing your hands with soap and water before and after handling or preparing raw fruits and vegetables, and just doing it on a regular basis, I think, is one key to better health. What happens if you think you've been infected by the cyclospora problem?
Sure. So what you should do is definitely see a doctor or another medical provider, like a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant, and make sure that you are tested. They would test a stool sample, and they can send that test out. The Michigan Bureau of Labs at the State Health Department can run those tests, and then they can determine whether or not for sure you have been infected with this parasite.
Has there been?
If you have, they can treat it.
Beautiful. Has there been any talk, Kristen, about this parasite lurking around in our lakes? Since a lot of people will be going to lakes. You haven't?
No, it's really not something that is endemic or found in our fresh water here in Michigan. It's something that really is imported from tropical areas.
And let me ask, since I have you here, and you never want to be interviewed by a hypochondriac like me, but I am told that if I eat sushi, which I haven't had lately, but I do love sushi, that I'm getting parasites, but that if I eat pumpkin seeds, that would kill the parasites. Is that true?
I can't speak to that.
Never heard of such a thing. You're laughing at me. You're laughing at me. That's okay, though.
I'm not laughing at you. I have no idea about, pumpkin seed efficacy for wiping out parasites. I wish I could say with authority that that would work.
I love that you can't and that you admit it. God bless you for that. Have a wonderful 4th of July, Kristen. We'll talk
Thank
again
you.
If you'll come back. We'll talk again. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Take care.
Kristen Jordan Seamus, health reporter for the Detroit Free Press, scratching her head right now saying, was he serious about that? Yes, I was. I am generally a serious guy. At 1:30 on WJR.